This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here from Manila with the Internet Marketing News Update. In this episode, I'm going to talk about SEO for affiliate websites. We'll talk about getting good performance from your team and how to handle pay rise requests. We'll cover the nine-wheel logic and how to get your product up and running in 3 hours or less. Okay, in Fast Web Formula this week, one of our members, Suraj, posted a screenshot of the increase in sales he's been getting from an affiliate product that he promotes, and he's just been using SEOpartner.com to boost the SEO results. It's encouraging to see that SEO still works just fine, and when I show you the screenshot now, you'll see how much of an improvement he got versus the investment that he's been putting towards the campaign. SEO is still a really effective way to get traffic for your websites, and I highly recommend you check out SEOpartner.com. Remember, marketing is not a cost, it's an investment. As long as you track your return on investment, then you know if it's a good idea for you. We've just added the option on SEOpartner.com for us to check your website and see if it's suitable for SEO, and there's no cost. What is the frequency cap on blogs? Can you post too often? This is a question asked by Nathan this week. Can you post more than one post per day? Could you post 5 or 10? I mean, there's big sites like Huffington Post and Fox News. I'm sure they're putting a lot of content on their site. But how many posts is too many? I did ask that question of Andrew Warner from Mixergy on an interview on Internet Marketing Speed, which I'll link to here. Also, I like to put out about 3 to 5 posts a week on superfastbusiness.com. I'd really like your comments below this video on how you're finding the frequency of the videos that I post here, and perhaps we can all learn something from the responses. Keep in mind that every post and every video and every audio is another opportunity for someone to find out about your business. Alan mentioned something about nine-wheel logic this week, and the premise was, how do you make something incredibly boring sound great and differentiated in the market? Sometimes it's just a matter of having some complete distraction in there to make it a talking point. An example used was washing powder, where they just add blue crystals to make it seem different. The main thing that I take from that is to differentiate your offer so that it stands out when compared to everything else. If you want to learn about that sort of stuff, have a look at the book Purple Cow by Seth Godin. It's a great resource for this. What do you do when someone wants a pay rise who works for you? Well, I like to talk about being fair and reasonable. Ideally, you're identifying talent before they have to ask for a pay rise. I always ask my managers, who in your team's doing a great job? Who do you think will be the next leader? The other thing is, if someone asks for a pay rise but you don't think they're offering the value, have that discussion with them and tell them why you feel that the value is not matched with the reward that they're seeking, and set about making an agreement for what you think is a fair and reasonable value exchange, the amount that you're prepared to pay for the result that you're prepared to get. And if you can strike up an agreement and then work towards a review date, then that's a good opportunity for performance to meet the expectation. So how do you find out if you have a viable product in 3 hours or less? Amy posted this week to Fast Web Formula that she simply put up an opt-in page and then drove traffic to it from Facebook. Now that she has the opt-ins, she has the option to follow up the opt-ins to offer the next level of service and at all times gauge the response and the ability for these people to lay down the cash in advance before she goes too far into creating the ultimate product. I hope you've enjoyed these tips this week. I'm James Schramko, and I'll be coming to you next week from a different location on a different recording device. Take care. This is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.